This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Batu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple projects related to the health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi on the occasion of Dhanvantari Jayanti and 9th Ayurveda Day. Prime Minister also launched expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will help provide health coverage to all senior citizens regardless of their income. Mr. Modi also inaugurated Phase 2 of India's first All India Institute of Ayurveda. It includes a Panchkarma hospital, an Ayurvedic pharmacy for drug manufacturing, a sports medicine unit, a central library, an IT and startups incubation center, and a 500-seat auditorium, among others. He also inaugurated three medical colleges at Mandsaur, Neemuch and Sioni in Madhya Pradesh. The Prime Minister has said that the government has worked significantly on self-reliant India and promoted Make in India in every sector, including new technology ranging from space sector to electric vehicles. The Prime Minister today distributed more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youths in various government departments and organizations. Speaking through video conferencing, the Prime Minister said the government is committed to provide maximum employment opportunities to the country's youth. Union Minister of State in the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting distributed 150 appointment letters in Chennai. Speaking at the event, the minister said the government's target is to appoint 10 lakh youth in various departments and ministries. He said that in 2047, India will become a superpower according to the vision of Dr. Abdul Kalam. Union Minister for Heavy Industries and Steel H.D. Kumar Swamy presented appointment letters at the Rozgar Mela held in Bengaluru today. Rozgar Melas were also held in Mysore and Dharwad in the state, where Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi in Dharwad and Union Minister of State for Railways Somana in Mysore handed over appointment letters. In Arunachal Pradesh, Union Minister of State for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairy and Ministry of Panchayati Raj Professor S.P. Singh Bagal distributed appointment letters to newly recruited candidates in Itanagar today. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Baghal said this Rozgar Mela is one of the most important initiatives of the central government. The filing of nominations for single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra and second-phase polling in Jharkhand will end today. Voting in both states will be held on 28th of next month. In Maharashtra, the scrutiny of nomination papers will be done tomorrow and last date for withdrawal of candidature is 4th November. In Jharkhand, 38 constituencies will go to poll in the second phase. Scrutiny of nominations will be done tomorrow while candidates can withdraw their nominations till 1st November. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today gunned down two more terrorists holed up in a forest area in Akhnoor sector, taking the number of terrorists killed in the gunfight going on since yesterday to three. The three terrorists were involved in the attack on an ambulance carrying an army convoy yesterday near the LOC yesterday morning. Our correspondent reports that one of the terrorists were killed last evening in an operation launched by Syria by Special Forces and NSG commandos. The other two terrorists were killed today in a joint operation launched by teams of army and police. In Kerala, over 150 persons suffered burned injuries when crackers stored in connection with a temple festival caught fire and exploded at Nileshwaram in Kasargod district around last midnight. 97 persons injured in the mishap have been admitted to various hospitals in the region and neighboring districts. Of this, the condition of 8 is said to be serious. 6 persons who are critically injured have been shifted to a private hospital in Kozhikode, of which 4 have been put on ventilation support. Several women and children were among those injured. Union Home Minister Amit Shah flagged off the Run for Unity at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium in New Delhi today morning. The event is being organized to mark the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who was born on 31st of October 1875. Speaking on the occasion, the Union Home Minister said, "Unity Run is not just a resolution for the unity of the country, but now the Unity Run has also become a resolution for a Viksit Bharat." That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.